You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to Tuesday evening's card in Killarney. It's day three of their May Festival. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the flat action on offer is William Hill Radio's Irish racing expert, Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Yeah, a bit wet and damp over in Shropshire this morning.
Oh dear.
I think we're the only part in the country that is that way.
It's a little bit gloomy in Leeds this morning.
Oh, is it? Well, yeah. Usually it's up there, though, to be fair, isn't it?
It's grim up north and all
exactly,
that.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, Killarney tonight, Andy. Bit of a change of scenario. We've got flat racing to look forward to. What do you make of the card?
Yeah, probably the ground will be a little bit better tonight than it was last night, when it was a bit tacky and gluey. We had several thrills and spills along the way, most notably mine, that which unfortunately bit the dust at the last in that Hunter Chase, which is a bit of a sad sight. Yeah, it was a funny old card last night. We had a 40-1 shocker. Ted Veal got a poor ride by Ruby Walsh, and then Children's List pulled very hard in the next race. That one got beat. Ravish was the highlight of last night. I must admit that was a nice performance. He stayed on and jumped really well. But yeah, all in all, it's not easy to find solid bets at Killarney last night. But maybe tonight might be a different story.
Okay. Do you have a few solid ones up your sleeve?
I do.
Tonight?
Yeah, I've already had a couple of bets already, early door, so that usually means that the prices are slightly wrong.
Okay. Well, let's get stuck into it then. The first race is the 5:40. We start here with a Colston Geldings maiden over the extended mile. Hobart is 7-4 at the top of the market. Money for Knock My Old Boy, who's 100-30 into 11-4. 7-1 for Letter Focus. Matada Men is 7-1. Expresso Brasileiro is 12 into 9, 16 to 1 for Murabit, and 22-1 are bigger prices for the others. Who do you side with in the opening maiden?
Yeah, I'd be quite keen on Knock Me Our Boy here from the Tommy Stack stable. I thought he showed really well on his racecourse debut behind one of Dermot Wells, Severelli, at Garan Park in mid-April. Keeping on really strongly in the latter stages, without being absolutely punished unduly. I'd expect him to come on quite nicely for that run. He's up a furlong here, but he's by out of Echo of Light, so you can imagine that extra distance should play into his strengths rather than decrease his chance. And the fact that he's already raced on the soft surface just slightly tips the balance in favour of him over the other market leader, Hobart, who also ran encouragingly on his seasonal reappearance at Limerick the other day. That race wouldn't have been the strongest. But, he battled on quite bravely in the latter stages, only just to get run out of things late on by one of Tommy Stack's called Wardell. And that's probably one of the reasons why I do fancy Knock My Hail Boy. I think they'll know exactly what is required to beat Hobart, you'd like to think. The other one with a chance is obviously Muttered Harmen, who ran quite well the other day at Curra in a reasonable maiden. But to be fair, did have every chance, was drawn the best, all 14, right at the stand rail, got the lovely run through and couldn't quite put it to bed. Also, we're not overly sure whether Dermot Wells' charge will stay the trip. That was obviously over 6 furlongs. So I think the market's got it roughly about right, although, the 3-1, 11-4 for Mark Mealboy does appear to be slightly overpriced.
Okay, on to the second race next, which is the 6:10. This is a median auction fillies maiden. It's over the extended mile and quite an active betting market this morning. Angel Bay 5-2 into 7-4. Out of Context is now 7-4, having opened up at 15-8 and touched 13-8. It's 9-2 for Love Rosie. On Vocals has doubled in price, 7s out to 14s. Rocker Rojo is 20s into 14s, and it's 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. So all kinds of market moves this morning. Andy, what do you make of the 6:10?
Yeah, again, I think the betting is absolutely spot on. The market seems to be concentrating on the two horses that ran similar kind of races on their debuts, and that's Angel Bay and Out of Context. Angel Bay ran fourth at Leopardstown behind Sacrificial, of course, runs in a handicap later on in the day. And the way she finished off her race suggests that that confidence could well be vindicated here. But I do like Out of Context slightly better because I've just got a better time for that race down in Limerick that was won by Corail. Molokaya obviously was an expensive failure on that occasion from the Weld stable. She'd gone into that race off the back of a couple of good runs. So the fact that Out of Context was only just behind that 3-1 on shot and doing all her best work at the end as well without being unduly punished suggests to me that she might well be the better of the front two in the market here. I do like Jessica Harrington's as well when they've run well on debut. It's a stable that is renowned for not really having them fully tuned first time out. She very rarely has one that would win on its debut. So in keeping with sort of like that stable and, you know, with the likes of Mickey Halford, that kind of yard, they usually save a little bit. So I'm going to go with the Harrington runner here. Good eye-catching run first time out in a decent speed figure race down in Limerick on soft ground. There's every chance that she'll go two places better tonight.
On to the third race next, which is the 6:45. This is a race for three-year-olds that have not been placed or won in listed or group company. It's over the extended mile. Postulation is the 11-8 market leader, 15-8 for Bertie LaBelge. Nasution is 4-1 and 8-1 for Cradle Mountain. Postulation, Andy, has won two races, a course and distance maiden and a race at Dundalk. And the second behind Success Days reads pretty well at the moment.
Yeah, I think you've read the script perfectly here. You know, that run beyond Ken Condon's possible Derby runner, Success Days, who has been one of the success stories of the season, stands out in form, and no great surprise therefore to see this horse win next time out. The only surprise was it went off at 4-1 at Dundalk in the first time Visor made all the running and battled on very gamely in the latter stages to withhold the Happy Prince and, of course, Queen Nefertiti, who went into that race very strongly backed from the David Watchman camp. I think a repeat of that run. Sure to make this horse hard to beat on ground. Obviously, it's already proven on this season. And in these small field tactical races where front runners can often dominate at Killarney, particularly with Pat Smullen on board, I think we've desperately got to be with Postulation. Interesting to see Bertie Balls in Nusation, how they go on their seasonal appearances. Out of the two, I'd slightly prefer Nusation as a longer-term project. He's a big, strong type by Cloderville, and I'm sure that David Watchman will win races with him throughout the season. But on this occasion, with its fitness assured, the way the races might develop, I'm going to have to stick with the World Runner Postulation.
Okay, Postulation for Andy in the 6:45. The 7:45 is the fourth race on the card. This is a handicap over the extended mile. Sacrificial is 3-1. Duca Valentinois is 5-9-2. It's also 9-2 for Sword Fight. Pullman Brown is 7s from 9s. It's 8-1 for Ring Presence. The Carbonate is 9-1 and it's 10-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who'd you like in the 7:15, Andy?
Well, I'm hoping my speed figures guide me down the right avenue here. Particularly at the prices this morning. This is one of my few bets early doors on the card tonight. Both Sacrificial and Duca Valentinois ran on that Leopardstown card on the 15th of April. Now, Sacrificial, from the point I do him on the track, ran 129.7 from halfway down the back, which is they go past the path. And I got Duca Valentinois doing 128.5, so there's a 1.2 seconds difference between these two on my sectional times. The overall time was much better as well. The race that Kabata won, of course, much better than Sacrificial's furlong per furlong time as well. So with that in mind, and with the odds that they are this morning, there's no great surprise, and I'm going to back the Johnny Murta train horse here each way. That's definitely my strategy here. Certainly like Sacrificial as a horse. I think there's kind of like a no-nonsense way about the way he runs. He's just a galloper, and he just keeps going, but I do like the way that Duke of Valentine was shaped that day. In fact, I think if Caroline Murta would have ridden the horse differently, he might have won because she dived the horse up the inside rail, which is not the place to be when the ground goes soft at Leopardstown. So she might have actually been in even improving that run. But all in all, it's definitely the bet. The speed figures point to Duke of Valentine was. And, like I say, one of the best bets on the card at the prices.
One of the best bets on the card then for Andy in the 7:15. The 7:45 is the fifth race on the card. This is a handicap over the extended mile once again. It's Dragon Khan and Rockview Emperor disputing favouritism this morning. 7-2 joint favourites at the time of recording this. 7-1 for Sophie Spirit. Dane Quest is 8 with Jackamil. Prince Jock is 10-1, 12-1 for Dixie Highway and 16s or bigger for the others. One of the more open races on the card. Andy, who'd you like in the 7:45?
Yeah, I'm going to have to stick with my old favourite, Dragon Khan. I'm following these horses out of these early speed figure races, which I'm getting, and a lot of them are running well or winning. And at least giving me confidence to suggest that I'm on the right track. I tipped that Bobby Jean again the other day at Leopardstown, and although he didn't win, I felt as though he should have won because he went up the inside, which again is not what you want to be doing at Leopardstown. You desperately need to come wide when the ground gets soft. Unfortunately, his pilot went diving on, down on the slowest part of the track. But either way, that Dragon Khan ran a nice, respectable race behind that well-handicapped horse, Bobby Jean, in finishing third the other day at Tipperary, again in a good speed figure. But he also comes out really well on the figures off that run behind Casual Casualty at Cork, a race that has thrown up a numerous amount of winners from the early part of the season. And considering that he only had two behind him when he turned for home that day, I thought Christy Roach's six-year-old did really well to finish where he did. Like I said, I don't think there's any disgrace in finishing third in a good time next time out. And although he's yet to win a race in 14 starts, he's certainly got the numbers here to suggest that he's got to be there or thereabouts. He's just right on the cusp of an each-way bet here, quarter of the odds of 7-2. It's hard to see him not finishing in the frame here, given his overall consistent profile and his numbers. You'd certainly have a look at Rockview Emperor, the way he's running at the moment. He's actually finally stringing a few decent runs together, which in the past wouldn't have been thought possible from this horse. But a good run behind Brennan in the micro of the night should allow him to run well. And interesting, there's been a bit of money for Jack Emil, who caught the eye the other day behind Jalika in that race that Bobby Jean was second. Sophia Spirit was fourth, but I'm not sure whether she'll get the trip. I definitely think she wants shorter than a mile. So maybe Jack Emil could turn the form around with Michael Brown's charge and at least get in amongst them. But for the time being, I'm going to have to go with Dragon Khan. He's got to win a race sooner rather than later. His numbers suggest he will, and hopefully it might be tonight.
Dragon Khan for Andy then in the 7:45. The penultimate race is the 8:15. This is a handicap over a mile and 3 furlongs. And Jocular heads the market at 7-2. It's 9-2 for Viaduct Joey, who was sixes earlier in the day. 11-2 for Mazetta. 7-1 for Pushkar and Water Sprite. It's 8-1 our bigger prices for the others. Just starting with his favourite, Andy. A couple of decent efforts last term. Only one effort this time and probably needed the run on reappearance. But is 7-2 a bit short about a horse with it still to prove and stamina a bit of a question mark as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a wise move from Johnny Murta, however, to step in from his trip because he looked really one pace of the day down in Limerick. Now, that ground might have been a bit too quick for him, and as time may tell, a mile was too short for him. But, like I say, he just looks an out-and-out galloper. That's why I think Johnny stepped him up in trip here. And if you go back to that run last year when he was second behind One Night I Dreamed at Cork on heavy ground over a mile, then he's obviously got a great chance here at the weights, particularly as Dennis Linen takes £10 off as well. So basically he's racing off a mark of 70. So he's going to come under closer scrutiny again from those that keep following him. He always seems to be well fancied in the market. I think when he made his debut at Dundalk, I think he went off odds on to win that maiden that night and he fluffed his lines. I think the belief was that this horse is the best horse that Johnny Murta's had in his yard for quite a while, but he certainly hasn't lived up to those expectations. He's got the first time pieces on tonight, so he's almost getting down towards the old Last Chance Saloon drinking bar for Jocular. But you do need deep pockets to keep following him. So with that in mind, I'm going to look to, not necessarily oppose him, but just to look for something else at a more tantalising price. And a horse I napped the other day that rather let me down is going to be the choice. It's Pushkar from the Timothy Doorstab, a filly by Daniel Dancer, who posted a really good speed figure when winning at Limerick two starts ago. Came as a bit of a shock to punters and bookmakers alike as it went off 28-1. But the form has worked out really well, and the number that she did that day suggests that the form should be upheld because Salarique won the third. But for one reason or another, she just didn't fire at Garin. Now, Garin's a funny old track. You can get horses that just don't handle that track. It's a bit of a sharp run into the bend, and if you get into a bad track position, that can be curtains. And I just think it was that and the combination of the ground being too quick that prevented Timothy Doors for you all from performing up to her best. I think the wise move is to run her again, step her up in trip, and more importantly, run her on soft ground. She's got a roundy action, she hits the ground quite hard, so I'm hoping to return to a softer surface. We'll see us run somewhere near the level that enabled us to win at Limerick. So we're going to give her another go tonight. Hopefully my theory is right that she wants soft ground and a bit more of a trip. So 7-1, Pushkar, a reasonable each-way bet there in the 8:15.
Each way selection for Andy then. In that race, the final race this evening is the 8:45. We finish with a race for four-year-olds and older that have not won more than one race. It's over a mile and three quarters. And Good Tradition is the 11-8 favourite. 100-30 for Tigress River. Never Rush a Con is 4-1 with Altruistic. And it's well-tuned at 25-1 the outsider. Who'd you like in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, this is the other race I've concentrated on from a betting perspective. I quite like the shape of this. If all five runners get the post, then obviously we get each way betting 1-2. And with that in mind, I'm desperate to get stay loyal to this Never Rush Con, who posted a good figure for a horse of his grade when winning in Limerick the other day. He's a lovely, lovely look of this gelding by Echo of Light. Echo of Light himself, if you remember, casting your mind back, was a big, strapping type. And this horse has certainly got his genes. He managed to beat a horse who I've tipped a couple of times on the podcast. Won in victory at Sligo the other day in the shape of Cillian. Awesome Star's been running well consistently before and after that run. And Highly Toxic, who was fourth in that race, won the other night down in Clonmel. So that form has worked out well as the speed figure suggested. But I really like the way that Never Rush Con stayed on very strongly in the latter stage. He did not want to get beat. He stuck his neck out really gamely. And with that run under his belt, and more likely he's going to improve now stepping up to a mile six, I think this stamina-based four-year-old by Jessica Harrington is almost certain to run his race here tonight. I'd be amazed if he either doesn't win or finish second. And therefore, I recommend him as an each-way bet. Obviously, good tradition's a worthy favourite in what he did last year, winning a good maiden down in Garen, which has worked out quite well. And with the well runners obviously in good form at the moment, he's worth a look. Although, you know, he's got his stamina to prove. And Ticus River, well, maybe there might just be a little bit of a cloud hanging over him after a modest run on his last start at Dundalk, which didn't really amount to a great deal. So, yeah, this is a really good betting race, this, for me. I think this is overpriced, Never Rush a Con, and suggest we get stuck into him each way at 4-1.
Nice. Let's have a quick summary then, Andy, if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, decent punting cards tonight, Killarney. One or two little choice, tasty morsels here, then, everywhere. We'll start with Knock My Whole Boy in the first, who ran a night catcher last time out at Garen. Out of Context also caught the eye on her debut, and she's the choice in the 6-10, slightly over Angel Bay. I'd have to stick with the Inform, Postulation and Dermot Weld in the 6.45 to make all the running, as they did last time out at Dundalk. Probably the best bet of the prices from an each-way perspective in the 7.15 has to be Duco Valentinois, who ran a nice race in a good figure race down in Leopardstown the last day. In the 7.45, I've got to go with Dragon Khan again, particularly as we can back him each way, 7-2 with Caught the Odds in place. I'm going to give Pushko another go with my theory that she wants a bit more cut in the ground in the 8.15. And then the second best bet on the card has to be that Never Rush a Con in the last. He's a gorgeous looker. He's done a good figure. He liked the ground. He should stay. And I think he'll put it up to them in the last.
Superb. Thank you very much, Andy. Good luck and enjoy Killarney this evening.
OK. Cheers, pal.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.